2.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It's October 4th. It's 94 degrees outside. I'm wearing shorts. It's hot. It can't get any worse than this.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I stand corrected.
Everybody's looking for work to the
it just did.
Weekend, Friday, Friday.
Thank you, Joey. Now that we made everybody nauseous for their lunch break, somehow I thought with Gus Kattengill being away for the day, I thought maybe we would get away from hearing that song, but thank you, Joey. We really appreciate you screwing up our Friday and getting it off to a horrible start.
I feel refreshed, though.
I'm Jay Hargrave filling in for Gus Kattengill. Gus enjoying a little R&R with the family. He's going to be back Wednesday. In the meantime, you've got me, you've got the Jordan the intern, or do I now call you the Professor of Awesomeness?
I think that would be a perfect nickname for me. I mean, at least, you know, Gus was making fun of me yesterday, so.
Because apparently that's your theory that you're.
I'm awesome.
You're awesome.
Yes, correct.
I can make y'all feel good.
You already made us feel good enough.
It's
thank
snowing!
You, Joey. Can you send some of it our way? Because we're outside at Tad Gormley tonight. The Jesuit Blue Jays taking on the Holy Cross Tigers in what will be their 100th meeting. None of us were alive back then when they first took to the field and played. The game of football has changed just a little bit. And Jordan, yesterday we were told we were coming out here and there was going to be some tailgating going on.
Oh.
You and I got out here and we were expecting tailgating. This is more like a festival.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting, you know, a couple tents here and there, but I wasn't
expecting. That's what I was expecting.
I wasn't expecting it to look like an LSU game day. I mean, there's cars lined up all behind Tad Gormley Stadium.
There's nowhere to park.
Yeah, they have a live band about to set up. They have a food truck cooking. I think I want to say that's a full pig that they're barbecuing over there.
It is on a huge pit.
Yeah, on a huge pit. And, you know, there's tons of people here getting ready for tonight's matchup. A 100-year matchup between both of these teams.
It's unbelievable, and they have a band coming out here that's going to be starting around 4 o'clock. I think you hit the nail on the head. I didn't put two and two together. This looks like an LSU tailgating thing. If you're in the area, come on by. We're behind Tad Gormley Stadium. You want to put the headsets on, give us your take, or if you want to give us a call during the show, 800-998-1003. You can give us a call, give us your take. We've got a huge show lined up. It's the busiest time in the sports year. NHL hockey, don't know if you know this, Jordan. NHL hockey started on Wednesday. Not a lot of people in Louisiana know and follow hockey. Can you even name an NHL hockey team?
Yeah, the Philadelphia Flyers.
Wow. You're a hockey guy?
Oh, I'm a hockey guy.
Who won a Stanley Cup last year?
The St. Louis Blues.
Wow. I thought I was the only hockey guy here, so now I got somebody I can talk hockey with.
I'll give you another one, a Winnipeg Jets.
They haven't won Stanley Cup, but that's another team.
Yeah, that is another team.
I'm a Penguin fan, so. But hockey season got underway. The St. Louis Blues, defending Stanley Cup champions, lost their opening game to the previous Stanley Cup champion, the Washington Capitals. Hockey's underway. NBA preseason, that starts tomorrow night with an open practice to the public. We're going to have Daniel Salerson on a little bit later to talk about that, give you some of the details if you want to go. Haven't seen this much excitement about NBA preseason ever in the history of the city of New Orleans. The NBA is in action. So, again, we'll talk to Daniel Salerson at 2 o'clock. Baseball playoffs are underway. Today is a huge day. Wall-to-wall baseball playoffs starting at 1 o'clock. The Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Houston Astros in Game 1. You don't have to go anywhere. We're going to keep an eye on the computer. We'll update you with any scoring that happens in that game. Justin Verlander is going to go up against Tyler Glasnow for the Rays. Tyler Glasnow throws about 100 miles an hour. So that's a heck of a matchup at 105. 337, the Cardinals in game two against the Atlanta Braves. Cardinals stole a game one last night, winning 7-6. At 607, the Minnesota Twins taking on the Yankees in game one. And at 837, the nightcap, the Nationals are going to try to bounce back against the Dodgers pitching staff that shut them down last night. Dodgers getting to win 6-0. They have a 1-0 lead on that. And, of course, football season in full stride right now. The Saints and the Bucks, huge game. We didn't think this was going to be a big matchup in the division. But all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, the Bucks seem to have righted their ship. Bruce Arians got Jameis Winston playing some pretty good football. And the Bucks now, this is a pretty big game for the Saints on Sunday at 12 o'clock. We're going to preview that game. And, of course, college. Thank you, NCAA, for scheduling Tulane and LSU, both at 11 o'clock. So we have to
wake up early.
Wake up early, put two TVs on in order to see both games. But Tulane having to go up to West Point to play the Army Cadets and LSU hosting the Utah State Aggies. I don't think this game for LSU is going to be as easy as a lot of people think. Gary Anderson, one heck of a football coach at Utah State, and Jordan Love, their quarterback. I know you probably like him. He shares your first name with you, Jordan. But he's been predicted by some people that he may be a first-round pick in this coming draft. The way LSU's defense has been playing, do you think this Jordan Love can present some problems for, LSU?
I mean, definitely. I mean, if you saw what other teams have done to LSU in the previous matchups, they could definitely put up some points, and that's one thing that I'm going to be looking out of LSU is to see if they could clean it up on the defensive side of the ball, because their offense has just been phenomenal, competing maybe even better with Alabama's, the other team that has the best offense in NCAA football right now. So, I mean, it all depends on, I mean, you have a few players coming back from suspension for the Tigers. I want to say Ed Ingram. So it's very interesting to see what they can do with him on the field and with this upcoming matchup against Utah State.
Yeah, no, the thing that concerns me with LSU, I think they'll win this game, but I know the line's sitting around 28 points with LSU being favored. I think they win this game. I'm not sure they're going to cover the 28. You've still got Michael Divinity out. They've got a lot of injuries. You don't know Kalavon Chase on if he's going to be playing. They want to get healthy, and I think they can win this game without those guys, but 28 points is a lot. I know the over-under, we're going to have Rafael Esparza on a typical Friday segment. And we'll be talking some odds with Rafael, and we'll ask him about that. That over-under sitting at 73, I think this game could be a track meet. You brought up the interesting point of that LSU-Alabama game. Alabama's defense gave up some yards and some points to Ole Miss last week. They were playing a freshman quarterback. That LSU-Alabama game could be a track meet with both teams might be in the yeah. – this might be a basketball score.
Yeah, come around November, if both teams haven't cleaned up their defensive play, I mean, you could see it go up into the 50s, maybe even the high 50s, the way that they're playing right now on defense and how both offenses are playing.
Well, we'll get into all of that with Rafael because I do want to bring that up with him, the LSU-Alabama right now. Where would he put an over-under on that game? Because I know a high over-under for college is in the 70s, and I can't believe LSU and Alabama aren't going to put less than 90 points on the board. So be curious to get his opinion on what he sees right now. Where would he put that over-under on that Alabama-LSU game? But we've got a huge show for you. Let us set the stage for you so you know when to call if you want to give us a call. And give us your take. Larry Holder from The Athletic is going to join us at 12:15. He's going to preview the Saints and the LSU game. Of course, as always, 12:30 every Friday. Rafael Esparza is going to join us. We're going to talk a lot of odds for this week's game with him. We have Tampa Bay reporter Leo Haggerty is going to join us at 1:15. He's going to preview the Bucks side of things for this week's game with the Saints in Tampa. Of course, Casey Gisclair, regular on Friday, going to talk about the high school games going on this week. They're into the district play right now. Of course, we already mentioned we're here with Jesuit and Holy Cross, the 100th meeting for these two schools. But most of the schools are in district. We'll talk some of that with Casey. We'll also probably touch on LSU and the Saints with Casey. As I said earlier, Daniel Salerson at 2:05, he's going to report about what to expect from the Pelicans practice, how you can get in, tickets, all of those types of things, parking, how things are going to work, because really this is the first time there's been any interest about a Pelicans practice. Of course, that's the Zion effect. Ever since we got this kid from the lottery, he's something special, and he's brought so much energy to this franchise. I can honestly say, Jordan, I never ever knew when NBA preseason started. I usually found out on a Saturday night while I'm watching college football on ESPN. I would look at the ticker and see preseason scores rolling across. I go, oh, preseason started.
Yeah, the NBA starting up.
Now we're doing interviews about the Saint, the Pelicans and the Hawks playing a preseason game on Monday night. And people asking, where can I watch the game? Where can I watch the game?
Or people are asking, where can I watch the open practice online this Saturday?
Exactly. You can hear it all right here on ESPN 100.3, the flagship station for the Pelicans. You catch Todd Graffinini, the new voice of the Pelicans. He will be broadcasting all of the games, preseason, regular season, and God willing, playoffs. So hopefully the Pelicans get off to a good start. And, of course, back to the schedule, 2:15 Marlon Favorite. As always, on Friday, he'll be breaking down LSU and Utah State and the Saints and the Buccaneers. So the season, though, has already gotten underway. Don't know if you had a chance to see much of the game last night, Seattle and the Rams. The two huge takeaways. I had to go on the air last week and apologize to the German Shepherds for insulting the German Shepherds by saying that the job that Roger Goodell does could be done by a German Shepherd. And I apologize to the German Shepherds for insulting them because that was very insensitive of me. But Jordan, last night, it happens two more times. The Rams involved again. Early in the game, the first drive, the officials wasted no time. Our favorite cornerback for the Rams, Nickell Robey-Coleman, strips the ball from Jaron Brown, the receiver from the Seahawks. He fumbles, going out of bounds, going down, but it's clearly a fumble. And Marcus Peters picks it up and starts running. The referees blow the whistle. Sean McVay has to throw the challenge flag. Of course, the Rams get the ball. They don't get the return yards. He wasn't going to score a touchdown, but the Rams end up settling for a field goal, not getting a touchdown. And then, not to be outdone, the referees later in the game screw the Seahawks because just one of the most unbelievable interceptions you'll ever see. Tedrick Thompson, the safety for the Seahawks, flat on his stomach, reaches one hand out and pops the ball up before it hits the ground, juggles it, but is able to catch it. The referees blow it as incomplete. He was able to jump up and run. Of course, the Seahawks got the ball, and they didn't get the return yards. But the clown show that is known as the NFL referees continue to be a problem, and they continue to screw up more plays. But the thing I want to get into you with is if you had a chance to see Russell Wilson in the game that he played. I was one of his biggest critics coming out in college, and I was questioning whether this kid could make it in the NFL. Not only has he made it in the NFL, Jordan, I got a question. Is he in the elite category of quarterbacks that we put Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and maybe Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, those guys? I think Russell Wilson's there. I've never seen anyone who can manipulate the pocket like he did, but did you have a chance to see the pass that he threw to Tyler Lockett in the corner of the end zone?
I did not see that play.
Let me set it up for you because I know people out there who are listening may have seen this. His stats were 17 for 23, 263 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, but he's rolling left, and you may want to pull this up on the computer and take a look at it. People are calling this the greatest catch and the greatest throw of the year. I might even one play because he's kind of rolling to his left. He flicks it out. It's about a 35-yard pass, and he puts it in the back corner of the end zone. And you can see on the replay that Tyler Lockett is just fighting his way in the back of the end zone. He finally just runs to the corner. Everybody thinks he's throwing it away. He puts it on the very outside corner of the end zone, out of bounds. Lockett barely drags both feet and catches it. Everyone, announcers, fans, thought it was out of bounds. The official signal, touchdown. They got one right, and on the replay showed this was one of the most beautiful passes you will ever see. I want you, when you get a chance, to pull it up online. But what is your opinion of Russell Wilson?
Well, back to the question, if he's in one of the elite or go into the Hall of Fame, I think so. I mean, even this year, he has 12 touchdowns already in 5 games, 114 completions with a 73% completion rating, 1,400 yards, 0 interceptions, and he has a QBR of 80%. So, I mean, when you look at that, that's Hall of Fame numbers in the first 5 games. You have 12 touchdowns with no interceptions. I mean, there's a reason why Seattle paid this guy over the offseason, because, I mean, he's definitely worth every dollar that you're giving him.
Absolutely, and I'll say this. Multiple years coming into the season when we were doing our predictions, I said I expect Seattle to take a step back, and they haven't. They continue to play well. They end up winning that game. Greg Zuerlein misses a last-second field goal. Good news for the Saints, because we hold a tiebreaker over Seattle, and the Rams hold a tiebreaker over us because of head-to-head battles. And I know those two teams are going to meet again, and that's going to be a big game. But we'll be pulling for Seattle, because Saints off to a 2-0 start with Teddy Bridgewater. Now into the question, we were all saying 500. I was a little more optimistic. I didn't think they'd be 2-0 under Teddy at this point. But we may be in a position when Drew comes back that we might be looking for a first-round bye in the playoffs. So that any tiebreaker that the Saints can get, that's important.
And then another reason why this week is very important for the Saints is because, remember, the Rams lost last week to who? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
So if you win this week and you win their next matchup later in the season, I mean, you hold that advantage over the Rams also. So every time you could go a game up on who won what and who lost what, I mean, that's always a positive. So, I mean, that's why this game isn't just a lay-down game and see what Tampa has. You have to throw everything at them.
No, and any division game that you're playing, any NFC game you're playing, it's important. That can sometimes lead to tiebreakers with home field advantage. So, again, like you said, that Tampa game is going to be huge. If you want to give us a call, 800-998-1003. I gave you the lineup and the times that we have callers, so if you call during that segment, then Joey may ask you to hold on or call back. But if you call during one of the other segments, we'll get you on as soon as possible. Jordan, tell the people about the question of the day and how they can reach you on. You'll be watching the Twitter feed for us.
So you can follow us on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA. And our question of the day, every Friday we ask this question. Saints fans, give us your keys to Sunday's game against the Bucks. Also give us your score and predictions. You can call us again at 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA.
And how can he reach you on Twitter?
At ESPN Radio NOLA.
There you go. And now Jordan will be watching that. And Jordan will be watching that for us. And we're going to take a quick break. And don't forget that the Sports Hangover is sponsored by the King Firm, 504-909-KING. If you've been injured in an accident, you got hurt on the job, give the King Firm a call. They'll take care of you. Jason Giles, one of the best guys I've ever met. Unbelievably nice guy, unbelievably generous with his time, with his money. That's the kind of guy I want representing me in court. That's the kind of guy that you get when you call the King Firm if you've been injured. Always support our sponsors. They're the reason you can listen to the Sports Hangover every day, Monday through Friday, at 12 to 3 on ESPN 100.3 FM. Quick break. When we come back, Larry Holder with The Athletic is going to be with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly 3 terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Senator, paid for by Jerry Disclair campaign.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Jay Hargrave pinch hitting for Gus Kattengill, and sitting next to the professor of awesomeness, Jordan Kleber. And we are live here at Tad Gormley Stadium for tonight's matchup between Jesuit and Holy Cross, the 100th meeting of those two schools. And it's an unbelievable setting out here. It's more like a festival instead of a tailgating session before a football game. You've got to see this to believe it. If you're in the area, come on out and take a look at it. But we'd like to welcome into the show now Larry Holder from The Athletic. Larry, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time today.
Hey, Jay, how are you today?
Doing really good. And, Larry, I know you are kind of close to Sean Payton, and I'm hoping you can shed some light on this because the Saints obviously off to a 2-0 start with Drew Brees being out under Teddy Bridgewater. And when I saw the injury with Drew's hand, I thought he was going to not be able to hold a football for 6 weeks. I was not aware of this new procedure of putting tape on a ligament that would allow him to be able to hold a football. Are you hearing a time frame on how long Drew may be out? Because he's saying he wants to come back sooner rather than later, but I got to believe that every game that the Saints are winning is maybe pushing that timeline back a little bit further, giving him more time to heal. Have you heard any kind of timeline on when he might be back?
I mean, the timeline that everyone's been speaking of, I think, still reigns true. And, if the Saints are in good shape, I think I would agree with you that they might hold off on Drew just to make sure he's ready. But, I'm going the cautious route and assuming he won't be back until week 10 after the bye week. Could he come back a little earlier? Maybe. But it's something that, sure, there could be a timeline. But, I mean, if Drew's thumb, if he can't grip a football and throw it with the same sort of accuracy and velocity and all of that, there's no point in rushing him back because, I mean, that's critically important to throw in the football to make sure the thumb can actually grip it and rip it. So, I don't know if you can really put a total gauge timetable, but I'm still going to go with the conservative route and say not until after the bye week, but who knows what the Saints' record might be by then. Heck, they might be 7-1. I don't know. The way that the Saints team is kind of galvanized in every phase to kind of play such complimentary football and win football games so far without Drew.
Well, that's one of the things. That's why every game is important, because every win, I think, pushes that timeline back and lets them err on the side of caution and not rushing back because we're worried about losing a playoff race. But the question I have, because I don't think a lot of people are considering this, is if you can't pick up a football for 6 weeks, that's 6 weeks that your shoulder has not gotten any work, because you can't grab a cable, you can't grab a weight with that hand, because you could do damage to that ligament. Are you aware of any exercises that Drew might be able to do to keep his shoulder intact? Because it's like a Major League Baseball pitcher. If you can't pick up a baseball and throw for 6 weeks, you're not going to go out on a mound and throw 110 pitches. It's going to take you some time to build a strength back up in that shoulder. Have you heard any kind of exercises that Drew might be able to be doing to keep his shoulder in shape?
I mean, I'm not a strength coach, and I'm not. I don't know. Answer that question. I really don't know. But there is. Here's my converse to that argument. Remember how everyone thought Drew's shoulder was kind of teared off by the end of the season? That embedded excuse by some people won't be there anymore because it's going to be well rested. So I don't think that you could use that as a crutch anymore. With any of that, but it's not like, you know, look, Drew was in good shape, really, really premier shape before the injury happened, so I don't think it's going to be this major thing where he can't come back. I'm sure he's doing things and taking things all into account with his arm and this and that. I mean, that's just what he is. He would do that regardless of whether it's throwing a football or, I don't know, throwing a tennis ball or throwing another ball where it doesn't necessarily have to. I'm sure there are things that he's working on, and you know. But still, that to me, that's not really. I would not be concerned with that. I mean, I think he would come back in tip-top shape no matter what.
One of the things I am concerned about, Larry, is the offensive line. They seem to be struggling a little bit, and I kind of feel like it's a work in progress. Earlier this week, Catherine Terrell asked Coach Payton at a press conference about chemistry issue. I kind of thought that Catherine Terrell was going in a different direction than Sean Payton took it at. I do believe there may be a chemistry issue because Eric McCoy's taken over for Max Unger. And now you lost Max Unger making those changes at the line. Then you take Drew Brees out of the equation and you add Teddy Bridgewater into the equation. You take away the two guys who made most of those changes on that offensive line. I do think there might be a chemistry issue that maybe guys aren't getting the calls or maybe not communicating well enough yet. I think it's a work in progress that may lead to guys getting holding penalties because they're not in the right position. Am I wrong in assuming that?
I think there is some sort of learning adjustment that's been needing to be made. And when you switch centers and then you switch the quarterback, who was under center, you anticipated, I think there's certainly something to that. I mean, all you had to do is see in that final drive against the Cowboys, Eric McCoy snapped the ball too early. Teddy didn't know the ball was coming. Teron Armstead didn't know the ball was going to be snapped, and Robert Quinn just ran right by him and almost killed Teddy. So that has to do with chemistry. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's a different thing when you're used to not having to hang on to a block for a few ticks longer than you have to with between Drew Brees and Teddy Bridgewater. So there's a difference there. There's no doubt about it. And so that's the one thing I'm sure they're working on all week. Sean Payton admittedly has said that the offensive line needs to improve or, you know, bad things are going to happen. I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to be as effective. And so it's certainly something that I'm looking into and I think is a real issue where the Saints need to improve. There's no doubt.
Talking to Larry Holder from The Athletic, and Larry, I want to flip it to the other side of the ball with Sheldon Rankin's return last week. We watched the Houston Texans just gash our defensive line. Now Sheldon Rankin comes back, and the thing that was my biggest takeaway from that game is we all, before the season, questioned whether that defensive line for the Saints was going to be, you know, maybe our weakness. After that game against Dallas, when they shut down Ezekiel Elliott like they did, just by Sheldon Rankin's being there, they might be the best defensive line in the entire NFL. Am I overreacting?
I wouldn't call him the best defensive line in the NFL. I'm not going there yet. But when you refer to the Houston game, I mean, look, the Saints had to start Shy Tuttle. I mean, that's how bad they were off at defensive tackle. They didn't have Onyemata. They didn't have Rankin. They didn't have Mario Edwards. So that was, to me, an anomaly. I mean, once you get even Onyemata back, you improve. And now you're seeing Sheldon Rankin's back. And I think just having him keeps guys more fresh. And Rankin's, maybe even by this week or maybe by next week, is basically an every-down defensive tackle again. And so that's why you drafted him, and he is a difference maker. I mean, he's coming off the best year he had, and that's only going to improve your pass rush. But I also do think that, you know, you combine the defensive line with someone like DeMario Davis, who to me is one of the best linebackers in the NFL right now. You know, he's able to read and react and make plays and fill those holes. A.J. Klein the same way. And so Von Bell coming in and as a safety and making a tackle on the run. So, you add it all up, and that's why it becomes more effective. But once you get Rankin back, and he seems as healthy as he has been, so that's great to see. I mean, yeah, he is definitely a difference maker to that unit. Now, are they one of the best in the NFL at this point? I'm not going to go there, but I put them, I'd say, top 15 right now, yes. But I need to see more from that unit overall for me to, like, kind of jump that high as of right now in the season.
Hey, Larry, it's Jordan. Let's just talk about Tampa's defensive. I mean, they have Shaq Barrett. He's had 9 sacks on the season thus far. And I want to say 1 interception. Him going up against Ryan Ramczyk, I mean, Ryan Ramczyk has been battle-tested the past couple weeks going up against other defensive linemen. Just kind of tell me how that matchup is going to go underway this week.
Yeah, at least you have a good right tackle that you can lean on. But, yeah, look, Barrett's come out of nowhere. And I don't think anyone going into this season expected him to be this way. And, look, 4 games, let's see if he's just not a flash in the pan. Doesn't seem that way so far, but I've seen guys that have stacked up sack numbers and don't deserve it. But Barrett certainly has not done that. He's been consistent through these first 4 games. So a different element that the Saints are going to have to deal with here. And yeah, it's something that when Teddy holds onto the ball too long, that could be a problem. And so I'm curious to see how that exchange kind of goes back and forth. Because, look, we saw Teddy absorb 5 sacks last week. And, yes, he wasn't making mistakes, but he's taking sacks. And so that's something I'm sure that Todd Bowles, the Bucs defensive coordinator, is going to try to take advantage of.
This is speaking with Larry Holder from The Athletic. And, Larry, I can't let you go before you touch on LSU a little bit. Christian Fulton is going to be moved into the slot this week, and Cordell Flott is going to start in the on the outside at the corner position. Utah State coming in with a pretty potent offense, a quarterback that could be going in the first round in the next year's NFL draft, and Jordan Love. LSU's defense has been kind of beat up. I know they're going to try to get some guys healthy this week and may hold some guys out. Do you think the Christian Fulton move, moving him into the slot, you think that's going to make a difference for LSU's defense this week?
I think it's just testing him and seeing, like, say, later on down the line, if they want to do that, they can. And so I think it's trying to put your most experienced corner and put him in a position to be able to counteract some things that maybe Jordan Love does. So, like, I'm curious to see how this pans out. And honestly, if I'm Christian Fulton, I'm kind of embracing the challenge because I know his future's in the NFL. And, boy, if you could play the nickel spot well, you're going to be in there for a long time. If you can play the outside and the inside. So he's probably embracing that just because, as like I said, if he could be more versatile, that helps him, and of course, in turn, that would help LSU. But overall, LSU is going to outscore Utah State. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So, but it's a good test for him personally, in a spot of plenty of need in the NFL against, like you said, Jordan Love. I can tell you, our Dane Brugler, our draft guru at the Athletic, has him as his number 10 guy. Jordan Love, I'm speaking of, as his number 10 prospect on his big board. Christian Fulton's on that big board, too, pretty high as a first-round prospect, too. So should be interesting, no doubt.
Well, Larry, we appreciate your time. How can the fans follow you on Twitter and get your stuff on The Athletic?
Of course, theathletic.com/New Orleans. You can check me out on Twitter at Larry Holder and all of our coverage on The Athletic at The Athletic NOLA.
We appreciate your time, Larry. Have a great weekend. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, Jay Jordan. Good talking to you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mr. Vegas, Rafael Esparza, is going to join us. We're going to go through rapid fire on some games this week in college and the NFL. This is ESPN New Orleans. Remember, the Sports Hangover, sponsored by the King Law Firm. 504-909-KING. If you've been injured in an accident, call the King firm. They will take care of you. Do not trust the insurance companies. Let the King firm, they're professionals. Let them handle the situation for you. They'll make sure you get everything that is coming to you. K-I-N-G, ring the King, 504-909-KING. This is ESPN New Orleans. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving, and foundations to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 985-859-4744.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome to the Sports Hangover. We are live at Tad Gormley Stadium for tonight's game with between Jesuit and Holy Cross. The 100th meeting between these two schools. It's hard to believe that these two schools will meet up on the field tonight and play their 100th game. It's just mind-boggling for me to comprehend that. But it is an unbelievable setting out here. We expected a few people to be out here tailgating. It's like a parade or a festival. There are so many cars, so many tents, so many barbecue pits, so much food, so much drinks. It's unbelievable. If you're out in the area, swing on by the back. We're behind Tad Gormley, I guess, Jordan?
Yeah, I would say behind.
Behind Tad Gormley. Looks like we're behind the press box. And come on by, put the headsets on, give us your take. Of course, I'm next to the professor of awesomeness, self-proclaimed professor of awesomeness, who came up with his own theory here. But you're going to be asked to prove that at some point today. So.
Well, Raphael already knows that I'm awesome.
So let's bring in Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. Rafael, Jordan says you know that he's awesome?
Sure, why not? But you know what? You guys are there covering that Jesuit game. We actually put a game up, Baton Rouge Catholic versus St. Thomas More today, that goes on tonight. Baton Rouge Catholic -5.5, total 70.5.
Okay, so let's get into this. You put out lines for high school. You put up lines for Little League. I'm flipping around on my bookie the other day, knowing I got to host the show today. I'm flipping around on mybookie.com, and you actually have odds, a category that says religion. And I was like, I got to flip on this. It's odds on who's going to be the next pope. Correct. Who knows all of the cardinals and the archbishops and people who might be the... Who at my bookie knows these things?
Hey, I'm 2 for 3 on pope prediction, so I have a good track record. You know, it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of... last time we had to do this, I think I spent like 3 weeks just trying to gather up all the names and cardinals who are even interested, because you have to file paperwork just to get your name on the list of who could be the next Pope Francis. So it's a lot of research. You don't think I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs while I'm watching football and baseball and wrestling? I'm reading.
So we're out here. It's a Catholic League game between two Catholic League schools. Do you have inside information that there's going to be a new pope soon?
I heard a couple years ago I did, because I know this new pope, he really misses the back end of it, you know, going to different towns and helping out that. He's not all in for the so-called politics of being a pope and missing out on stuff. So I would not be shocked if he bows out in the next couple of years.
All right, and the last one I've got to ask you about, because this I almost dropped my teeth. You all have odds on pinball. You've got to be kidding
huge.
Me. Who bets on pinball, Raphael?
I do.
You're sick. Well, you listen to Rebecca Black, so that makes sense.
European pinball is up there. It's probably one of the up and coming. It's almost as equal as darts when you go to like Ireland and all that. Pinball in the Europe is huge. I can't imagine. I mean, we have the European Pinball Championship that starts. I want to say next week. I could be wrong on the date, but yeah, European Pinball Championship. We'll probably have about $1 million worth of action on it.
All right, so let's go. Let's hit the NCAA tomorrow. We've got a big slate of games. Let's do rapid fire. I'm going to fire a bunch of games at you. Tell me what you think about this. Texas -11 against West Virginia. They're playing at West Virginia. West Virginia really looks like a team that misses Dana Holgorsen. This looks like a blowout for Texas.
LSU fans need a blowout to increase their stuff for LSU and Texas. Yeah, I say Texas blows them out.
And then we have Tulane -2.5 at Army.
I like Army in this matchup. A lot of wise action came in on Tulane. Tulane, best toughest schedule than LSU has played so far. I'm going to say upset. Tulane wins.
All right, Michigan moves their offensive coordinator down from the booth onto the field. They blow out Rutgers. All is well in Michigan. They're favored by 3.5. They're playing at home against Iowa. Who wins this one?
I'm ironing my khakis right now. Michigan wins.
You think Michigan's going to win that game?
I do believe so. Even though that half a point attached on that, so I would say if you're going to bet this game, maybe look at the money line, not the 3.5. But I think Iowa has not had a true road game. They played Iowa State. That game took like 19 hours because of the weather. They only won by one, Michigan.
The money on that line, do you think that line will go up or down? If you want to take Michigan, you think it'll drop to 3 or is it going to stay at 3.5?
I think it's going to probably stay around 3.5. The betters are taking Michigan.
All right, Georgia -25 at Tennessee. Tennessee, Jeremy Pruitt, probably the first coach to get fired. Does Georgia blow them out?
I'm going to watch the Navy Air Force game besides that game. Georgia's going to blow them out by halftime.
All right, speaking of another blowout, Oklahoma going up against our old friend Les Miles in Kansas. 33-point spread on this game. Les Miles likes to play that run the football, run the clock. Can he keep the ball in his possession long enough to cover the spread? I doubt seriously he can pull the upset, but can he cover the 33 against Oklahoma and Jalen Hurts?
I'm going to say yes, because Oklahoma and Ohio State know they need style points because of SEC mumbo-jumbo taking over everything. So I'm going to say Oklahoma blows out Kansas.
All right, here's a spread I was kind of thought might be a little bit bigger. Auburn, 3.5-point favorite. They are on the road. They got to go to the Swamp and play Florida. But Florida without Felipe Franks, can Florida win this game? That line seemed a little bit low to me. Whenever I see that, I always think it's a trap and maybe Florida would be to play here.
Everyone knows Florida does not have the best home field advantage. The Swamp is not like I used to. We've all been to those games. Sometimes it's been quiet. Upset here. Gators win. Give me Gators. I think they win by a field goal.
Michigan State on the road at Ohio State. This might be Ohio State's toughest challenge. They got an easy schedule. They're playing at home, 20.5-point favorites. Ohio State wins this game going away?
second best team in college football besides Alabama right here, Ohio State. They blow out Michigan State. Let's face it, this isn't the same Michigan State team we've seen in the past. They struggled against Indiana, lost to Arizona State, even struggled against Tulsa right from the get-go. Ohio State blows them up.
Then we have Utah State at LSU, minus 28. Ed Ingram is set to return this week for the Tigers. Give us what your thoughts on that game is.
If this was a 3:30 or an evening game, LSU blows them out. LSU does not like to start off hot games when they're in the new games. They usually like to play stagnant. They don't cover big spreads when they're playing the 12 o'clock game. Utah State covers. LSU wins by 3 touchdowns. They win by 21.
Will they cover the over under 73? I think this is going to be a track meet.
I think so, because I think Ohio State can, Utah State can score some points. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think this one goes over to 73.
All right, NCAA special of the week. Give me an upset special, and give me an over-under special for Saturday.
Over-under special, I'm going to say take the Boise State UNLV game over. That game, UNLV is horrendous. They lost to Arkansas State at home. Boise's average is 49 points a game when they play UNLV. I think they blow up the Rebels. And I'm going to take New Mexico State plus the 4 at home against Liberty. So I'm going to take the New Mexico State. If I played Moneyline bets, I'd probably take New Mexico State Moneyline.
He's Rafael Esparza. Rafael, let's jump over to the NFL.
So we're going to start off with my Chicago Bears, minus 5.5 at Oakland. Mitch Trubisky's still out. Chase Daniels is looking to start this second game. Start his first game for the Bears. What are your thoughts on that game?
I'm telling you, this defense is horrendous. I mean, they give up 6 points to Minnesota. They haven't given up 20 points all season long. They win this game. I'm a little bit shocked that the money is coming in now on the Raiders. It was all Bears. I think the Bears blow them up. It's going to be a low-scoring game. We might see more points in the Manchester United game than we see in this game. It's probably going to be like a 6-0 game, but the Bears win.
Wow. Comparing an NFL game to a soccer game. Jacksonville at Carolina. Carolina favored by 3.5. Kyle Allen gets another start. Does Carolina beat Jacksonville and the stash?
Kyle Allen continues to win games, and Cam Newton might be the next Bears quarterback if Trubisky can't get his head right. I like the Panthers. Minshew Mania still will rock. He'll still have a good game. With that defense in the fourth quarter, Carolina pulls it out. They win by 5.
And then you have Minnesota minus 5 at the Giants.
I'm going to ride a hot hand on the Giants. They're covering games. They're winning games. Why not continue to ride with them? It's a totally different team with Jacobs at quarterback. I'm going to keep on riding the Giants. I think they cover, but I don't think they win. I think Vikings win by a field goal.
Well, especially with Kirk Cousins and everything that they have going on up there in Minnesota, just like with the trade talks of their wide receiver. I mean, that's kind of a game of teams in shambles.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings are one of those teams. If they lose this game, it's going to be hard to come out of that division with Green Bay continuing to win games and the Bears.
All right, Rafael, Atlanta on the road at the Houston Texans. Texans favored by 5.5.
Atlanta's horrible. Fade them for the rest of the season. Quinn will be the first head coach fired before Gruden fired at Washington, I believe, on Black Monday. Give me Houston. I think they blow out Atlanta.
Then you have Green Bay at Dallas. Dallas favorite 3.5.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say Dallas looking to bounce back after a loss to the Saints. Just give us your thoughts on that one.
Dak Prescott should have signed this contract, because now if he loses 2 games, he's got no more leverage. It's going to be a very tight game. That half a point is attached on there. Green Bay covers. Dallas wins by a field goal.
Ooh.
Indianapolis at Kansas City, Chiefs favored by 12. How's that game play out?
It all depends. If the Colts can run the ball and have that Kansas City offense looking at their iPads on the sidelines, then I think the Colts can hang around and cover. If not, score fest, Kansas City blows them out.
And then last but not least, we have Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Saints favored by 3.
I'm puzzled on this one. So much wise guy action is coming in on Tampa Bay. I'm completely puzzled. I like the Saints. If the Saints defense plays like they did last week, there's no way Tampa Bay is going to score half a century points against the Saints defense. The only thing that questions is that Saints offense is horrendous. Bridgewater can't do anything. Their running game is quiet. If it's a shootout, then Tampa Bay wins. But if that Saints defense plays like they did last week, it's going to be an ugly game, low-scoring game, but the Saints blow it out. I have the Saints winning by four.
He's Rafael Esparza from Doc Sports, odds consultant for my bookie. Rafael, if somebody wants to get set up with an account, where can they go?
Go over to my bookie. You still have that 100% sign-up bonus. That means you put up $100. You can put, well, max you up an additional $100. We have football tonight, baseball playoffs. The puck has been dropped. The NBA is around the corner. Football Saturday. Triple G fights on Saturday. NFL Sunday. Finally a good Monday night football with Jimmy G in Cleveland. Ignore their loved ones. Watch sports. Bet on sports. It's a great weekend.
Thank you, Rafael. Have a great weekend. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Monday.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to finish up hour one. Remember, the Sports Hangover sponsored by the King Firm, 504-909-KING. You can hear the music has started up here out at Tad Gormley Stadium. We're here for tonight's matchup between Jesuit and Holy Cross. It's going to be a party festival. If you're looking for somewhere, something to do tonight, you may want to come catch some high school football. Of course, we'll talk to Casey Giscolaire later in the hour, later in the next segment, about high school football going on, but high school football is out of control with this tailgating. It's unbelievable out here. This is the Sports Hangover. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the last segment of the Sports Hangover right after this. Don't go anywhere.
That don't matter, it's here, 'cause it's all the same.
Home and Tractor is ready for fall with the largest selection of John Deere tractors ever. They have a 50-horsepower tractor package with front loader 6-foot rotary cutter and box blade for only $25,844. Visit Home Tractor today, next to the tunnel. Special packages like the 302.5E tractor with loader, box blade, and 20-foot tube-top trailer with brakes for only $22,300. And you can get 0% financing. You heard me right. Get the best price and 0% financing. All packages are limited to inventory on hand. These deals are available for a limited time, so visit Home Tractor today and see why they don't crawfish when it comes to service. Visit Home Tractor today, next to the tunnel. Sale ends October 31st, 2019, subject to credit approval. Down payment may be required. See dealer for details. Visit Home Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Oh, big soccer, ain't you?
Man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Alongside Jordan Kleber, the new professor of awesomeness, I'm Jay Hardgrave, pinch hitting for Gus Kattengill. Gus enjoying a little R&R with the family. He'll be away until Wednesday. He'll rejoin us as normal chair, normal time on Wednesday, 12 o'clock. In the meantime, you got Jordan Kleber and myself. We're live at Tad Gormley for tonight's game between Jesuit and Holy Cross. And, Jordan, Sunday, Saints versus Tampa Bay. I know a lot of people, I get frustrated with it because Drew Brees goes down in the second game of the season. Teddy came in off the cuff at the bad call. The offense didn't hit on all cylinders, to say the least. And a lot of people in the upcoming week were saying, gee, where are we going to be? You know, or there may go our playoff hopes. And I kept telling everybody, Teddy Bridgewater's a good quarterback. He's not Drew Brees, but he's a good quarterback. I thought this team could tread water. I thought they would be better than 500 by the time Drew was able to come back. I didn't expect them to be 2-0, having played Seattle on the road and then Dallas at home. I thought they would have split those games. I thought they would have lost in Seattle. But they won both of those games. And I feel like the fans now, the same people who were saying, oh, Teddy Bridgewater's not going to be able to win games for us. He's not going to be able to win games for us. Well, now he's winning games, and now those fans go move the goalposts. It's, oh, well, he's not winning. He doesn't look good. It's because of the defense. It's because of special teams. Yes, defense and special teams contributed. It's one of the reasons why I said this team's going to be better than people imagine. When I say this, in no way, shape, or form am I going to take a shot at Drew Brees. When I say this, I have total respect for Drew Brees. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. But week in and week out, we keep hearing how this team is only successful because of Drew Brees. I've got news for everybody. There's 52 other professional players on that football team. And when they keep hearing in the media, oh, this team is going to struggle without Drew Brees, every one of those guys is taking it on their shoulders and saying, okay, I'm going to show you. And that's why I thought this team would be better. I didn't think they would be as good as they are. I know Teddy hasn't played much, and he hasn't played well. He's done a good job. You can't say he's done a great job, but I think he's done a job that's been asked of him. When you get a punt return for a touchdown, then you get a defensive return for a touchdown. You're not going to, as a play caller, throw caution to the wind and start taking chances. You're going to have a conservative game plan. Teddy orchestrated that conservative game plan, and they won that game. You get into the Dallas game, and I think Sean had the same thoughts. Our offensive line is getting some penalties. Why am I going to throw caution to the wind? I'm going to put a game plan that Teddy can be successful with, not turn the ball over, hope we get a turnover, hope we get a punt return, have a short field, we'll hit our touchdown there. I think Teddy's done what he's been asked to do.
Yeah, I agree that he could definitely do more like Sean Payton said in his post-game press conference after the Dallas game. I mean, he's the thing is, a win's a win in the NFL, and you take them however they come. But I think this week, this upcoming matchup against the Bucs, Teddy's going to have to put up at least two touchdowns.
I agree.
To keep them in the game, because just the way this Tampa Bay offense has been rolling, I mean, they could be a very scary threat through the air. And just what Mike Evans and the Tampa Bay's tight end has done these past 2 weeks,
Godwin.
Yeah, Godwin has done these past 2 weeks. I think that Teddy will have to put some passes in the air over 10 yards, unlike he did last week, to bring the Saints to victory.
You know, and I think that's going to be a key point. You touched on Godwin. I think Eli Apple's going to play a huge role, because you got to believe Marshawn Lattimore is going to match up against Mike Evans and try to take him out of the game. And Lattimore seemed to kind of rise to the occasion, having to go up against Amari Cooper, kind of shut Cooper down, and had a much better game, took some criticism. You knew he was listening to it. He responded, but he came up with a good game. I think Eli Apple's going to play a huge role trying to shut down Chris Godwin.
And then I just want to get back to that point with Marshawn Lattimore and Mike Evans. I mean, those two have some history in previous games after Jameis Winston was kind of tapping Marshawn Lattimore on the back of his helmet, and then Mike Evans comes up and just blindsides him from the back with a dirty hit. I mean, I think both of these players have something to prove. I mean, they both had good games against each other. So, I mean, this is round three of the heavyweight matchup.
I did forget about that, the bad blood where he did take the cheap shot at Lattimore. So, you know, Lattimore's got this game circled. So I expect a huge game from him. And I think Eli Apple, if he can keep Godwin down and keep him in check, I think the Saints defense, you know, the key to this game is going to be to make Jameis Winston one-dimensional, make him throw stuff to run like they did against Dallas. Make Winston one-dimensional. He will make some mistakes, I believe, and I think the Saints could take advantage of it. That's going to do it for hour number one on the Sports Hangover. Again, the Sports Hangover is sponsored by the King Law Firm, 504-909-KING. If you've been injured in an accident, call the King. Trust it to professionals. Let them handle your case. We appreciate their sponsorship. If you need an attorney, contact the King. Let him handle your accident needs. Don't rely on the insurance companies. We'll be back with hour number two on ESPN New Orleans, the flagship station of your New Orleans Pelicans. Don't go anywhere.